Welcome to the Group Chat Chronicles. I'm your host, Dev. With me this episode, I have Leek. What's up, Leek?
Yo, what's up, good people?
And on this episode, we have two guests entering the chat. We have Mary Johnny and Los. What's up, y'all?
Hello.
What's up? What's up? Yeah, they tried to take my co-host, and now we on the same podcast together. What's up?
Right. And on this podcast, we always give our own takes on a lot of topics, and I always want to thank the listeners and the watchers for supporting. And before we start the show, we always go over what we have been tuned into. So, Leek, what have you been tuned into?
I ain't gonna lie, a whole bunch of nothing. I've been just creating lately.
That's like a month and a half of a bunch of nothing.
Yeah, bro. It's just been creating. A whole lot of creating on my side lately. So, I ain't on nothing.
Let's see. It's like, when it's the panel draw that it come to me, it's like, all right. Yo, have y'all ever seen that show? And I'm late to it, that Too Hot to Handle.
I've heard it on Netflix, whatever.
I feel like me and my girl be watching that sometimes.
Well, I tell y'all on the podcast, I got a thing for these dating reality shows. You know what I mean? It's like my guilty pleasure. But I end up watching it, whatever. I can't relate to it though. It's like for a younger demographic, and all of them are just horny. Like they just horny as hell. Like, because they're supposed to be on this island, whatever, and they're supposed to make real connections, and they're not allowed to have sex, whatever. But like when they find that out, they're just like, oh my god, whatever. And anytime like people kiss or whatever, they lose money, whatever, from the pot.
They be like
really fucking it up for everybody. For like little kisses, it'd be like $6,000 or $3,000. Wow. And it's
never the same amount.
No, yeah, because like the lady, it's like a voice on this like digital like cone or whatever. Yeah,
you've and lost.
Yeah, Lana or whatever. Yeah, so she doubles the fines if people are wilding. So like that's something that I've been watching. But other than that, you know, I mean, just tune in to y'all guys and podcast. Tune in to Johnny's stuff. Yeah, I mean, you know,
she got that
YouTube channel out now. So, but yeah, that's it.
I haven't been tuned into anything for real. You know, I was getting ready for the fashion show, Ace of Style. She had her first fashion show yesterday, and it was popping. It was a good turnout.
It was good.
Yeah, that's about it.
Me, the SZA album, still. Nah, that's my shit. I ain't gonna hold you. BMF came back.
What's your favorite track on that,
Joe? Gone Girl. Gone Girl.
Gone Girl.
Okay.
For sure.
Nah, so.
That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah. BMF came back.
I did watch it.
I gotta renew my stars.
Yeah, the first episode.
Oh,
you know it come out episode by episode.
Yeah, I know I've been, so I be leaking shit. Like,
man, I've been on like a weekend binge for some reason. I don't know why. The singer.
Oh.
okay.
I was like, that singer.
Yeah.
Yeah. But other than that, that's about it. So, first topic. This topic was brought to you by Leek. he posed the question: should people have kids? Like, so why do you feel that way?
Man, I just feel like at least everybody should have at least like one kid. You know what I mean? Like, we're here to. All
right, go ahead,
this is what we're kind of like here for. you know what I mean? So like, don't get me wrong. Like, it's of course situations where some people just can't or whatever the case may be. Everybody got their thing, but I just feel like at least to try at one point in time to at least try.
Okay.
To have a child out of. Let's say a person lives, what, 80 to 100 years, figuratively?
Yeah.
You didn't try at least, 30 years of your life for?
No,
you know?
No.
That's crazy to me.
No.
Well, I don't think everybody should have, like, are you saying everybody should try to have kids or everybody should have a kid?
He's saying everybody should have a kid.
Nah, there's a lot of people out here that don't need to have kids, bro. Like,
These are not experiments.
You know what I mean? Think about, you know what I mean? Like, some of these people that got, you know, serial killers, all that. Like, you know what I mean? Imagine if they had offspring, you know what I mean? Like, you just, you know.
I don't know. They might turn out to be a normal genius.
Or part two. I'm in part two, you know what I'm saying?
I definitely feel that, though. I feel that. It's like, I don't know. I just feel like, I don't know, maybe because I'm a new parent. So it's like everybody's just, it's like, you don't experience this in your lifetime.
You're like, just spread the love.
Like, come on. And like, I mean, but hey, I feel that.
Now, there's definitely something to like, you know what I mean, a legacy or your, you know, progeny, they call that, you know what I mean, where you have kids and things like that and passing on your name and all that. Yeah, there's something to that, definitely. But what Johnny was even alluding to, like, yeah, nah, everybody don't like, need to have a kid.
Yeah, because you gotta think about how many kids is in the foster care system. So
already
people's having kids, they giving them away. Well, I don't think they're giving them, they're getting it taken, but
what Krishan Rock say? She said she had three of them things.
She might have said four.
She said it though was like it was like I just had whatever. And I'm like, yo, so you got that those situations too where people terminate in joints too.
I mean, I'd respect that more than the baby getting here and having to spend life in foster care.
Yeah.
And in the shop, you got the white people coming in. No, he's too black.
Yeah.
Nope. The hair. Can't do it. Can't do it.
Like an auction.
You remember off of Like Mike when he came?
Oh,
that's how I picture it. That's how I picture it.
We want the gifted one.
could y'all see yourselves adopting kids?
I'll adopt a black kid. Like, they gotta be black.
Like American black, though.
Yeah, I mean, it don't matter. They gotta be black.
Be a little specific.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Like, no disrespect. They just gotta be.
I can see it. I wanna be a foster mom. Like, sometime.
I don't think I could do it.
I could do it.
Yeah, it's only because, like, especially with, like, older kid, I mean, they got certain traumas and stuff like that they deal with. Like, I watched This Is Us. You ever watch This Is Us?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, like, yeah, just kind of the situations that, now, granted, it kind of worked itself out.
Oh, like the kids that were already, like,
already have all these experiences, and they have this, like, cold trauma, maybe, like, you know what I mean, that they're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I could do that, though. But I commend people that do it, though, so.
Yeah. I'm kind of with Lowe's for real. Like, I don't know.
I think I'm just addicted to fixing people.
I don't know if I'm
better a child than my relationship, so, you know.
Yeah. They're not experiments, Mary Johnny, you know what I'm saying?
Well, they already got the not dad experiments. In.
I'll adopt. They just gotta be like a kid, like a little kid.
Like a baby like type.
High school.
Yeah.
No disrespect again, but no. And back to the topic. No,
yeah, my bad.
Everybody shouldn't be having kids. I don't care about legacy.
He was just so full of love. I feel like
he
thought of that when his son. You have a son, right? Or a daughter? Oh, okay. Oh, you got a daughter.
Yeah. You got your pass.
Daughter must have gave.
Yeah, this is in your pass. You got daughters.
I mean, look, it's all love. It's all everything I've done has all been with love.
Yeah.
So next topic. Is brought to you by a tweet from the Shay Marie. She said, "The white girlies be married by 24 with a big house. I love that for them. Meanwhile, my community likes to debate about 50-50. And if you've been on social media for the past, like, half a decade, damn near, you know that there's, like, every other week, there's, like, a debate about going 50-50 with your partner on dates, other relationship problems. So,
right.
How do y'all feel about black people making all of their problems public?
That shit in a way.
I love it. Because as a black community, we don't talk about stuff. We sweep things under the rug. So this is what we need. I like that.
Yeah. I mean, every other week, though.
I mean, it's social
every
media.
Every hour.
See, but the thing is, though.
White people probably do it, too. They're not on your timeline.
In their spaces. Like, we really don't know.
We don't
like,
pay attention to that.
Our timelines look totally different than, you know what I mean? Sarah from, you know what I mean, Northeastern, you know what I'm saying? Like, so they not, like, we don't even know what they dealing with. So
they're probably talking about mistreatments of dogs.
Talking about some substantial stuff. They talk about dogs and all that, you know what I mean?
I don't want to see that all the time, though. That's the thing, like.
Well, I'm saying, all right, so we got podcasts, right? Yeah. You know what I mean? And people, there's a stigma against us, you know what I mean? Where like, oh, that's all y'all talk about, y'all podcast niggas, y'all think y'all know everything or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's like, if we're not having these conversations, like, what are we, you know what I mean? We just kind of repeat in certain cycles, you know what I mean? At least it's like, not saying that we try to teach people, but at the same time, it's like, why not have these conversations, you know what I mean? Because it's other people that might be going through the same thing that just, you know, they want to hear something. They want to hear, like, yo, I'm normal. You know what I mean? What I'm going through is kind of the same as somebody else. I don't know.
Right. Yeah.
But,
it's content for us, but at the same time, like,
right.
Damn, like, all the time, like, I don't know, like, just give it a break.
Every day.
Yeah.
Every day. Like literally every day.
I just other things to talk about. Like, why zone in on that? I don't know. Shit just weird to me.
And then again, it's like, I feel like for one person to even like judge another is like kind of like, wow. You know what I mean? Like,
I feel like we all judge people.
We do.
Yeah, we do talk. We talk.
But like at the same time, like it's
judgment is an opinion. So you don't have an opinion. What's in your head?
Right. You just.
But see, it's one thing to have an opinion and more or less like judge.
No.
Yeah.
No. There's one thing to be more vocal about it, and there's one thing to be less vocal.
More people quiet. Need to be less vocal in your term of words. Then that's basically what I'm getting.
Then why are we on social media?
Right. That's a problem to begin with, to be real.
And you still have ears.
Yeah. I'm a part of the problem.
Zoom in.
Okay. Zoom in. Zoom in. She said zoom in. Zoom in. Yo.
I'm a part of the problem. Like, but to still, like, it's crazy to me. Like, nah, so why do we do that? So what is our
opinion? I mean, I can say, basically, you can say whatever you want on social media. It's just, I choose not to see it, so I can just scroll past or block or mute. So it's like, I don't think it's a problem necessarily.
I don't get mad at people's opinions. I get mad at people that go out of their way to be offended, because I feel like if there's something I don't agree with, okay, you sound dumb. I'm going to scroll past it. I might send it to my friend. She sounds the fuck dumb. And then, you know, but the fact that people like, because what's the girl's name that raps? Anna? I don't know her rap name.
The
barber.
I know what you're talking about.
She had a post, and she was like, she doesn't have any kids. She's single. She said, I don't want to date a man with kids. And I'm like, people were really offended by that. And me, as someone with kids, I was like, well, why the fuck are y'all offended? Don't date it.
Honestly, I think people get offended because, one, they, 9 times out of 10, they sound condescending.
Like, yeah.
And then on top of that, you're basically, well, in terms of like dating and whatnot, you're basically saying, because of that reason, you're not going to date me. Like, I could be the perfect person, but because
no,
I'm
she had
child.
She had reasons behind it. Like, I saw that. Yeah, like, and they were good reasons, rather than you getting in someone's life and dealing and figuring out after you already met someone's kids and you have already been with them. Like, I don't like not being a priority. I don't like not picking up and going to fucking Texas because I want to take a trip. Yeah. So I'd rather you figure it out before. But my question to you is, what makes it condescending? Because I feel like that's personal insecurities.
The post was like, if you have kids, you're low vibrational. And all
Yeah,
it's stuff like that. Like, that sound condescending. I mean, if she just said, I don't want, like, if she just said, I don't want to date somebody with kids, cool.
Okay, I got that.
I get if people get offended, but like, she called them low vibrational or whatnot. So
they was
like,
going to get offended either way, though.
Yeah, they were. But
yeah, I see. It's one thing if, like, we using social media to react to other people making content about this type of stuff. Mm-hmm. I think just with social media, sometimes people want to have these fruitful conversations, but then they end up just going nowhere. So, yeah. You know what I mean? So that's where it feels like. It's like, oh, my God, why are we talking about this? Why are we talking about this? Right. And, you know, Twitter is guilty of, like, you'll see I might have seen something like a year and a half ago, and then it'll resurface, whatever. And then you're like, damn, what the fuck? Like, I didn't see that, like, whatever. And, like, I think that's probably the annoying part, too. Yeah. Like, people are just kind of regurgitating and repeating certain conversations. But, like, I think there's a lot of, like, platforms that do a good job of, like, having panels and, like, people really having conversations about this stuff. But you know that you can't really – I don't even really engage too much with people on Twitter like that, because it goes nowhere. You know what I mean? People – it's a lot of stuff missed in translation, and it's like you arguing with people that don't know you, whatever.
People only understand on their level of perception. So.
So
it's just like,
But I think the white people probably did. I don't know about Spanish people, but definitely white people probably sharing their problems though. Like, online. It's just we're not on white Twitter, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know.
I mean, it's like, of course, everybody share their problems, but y'all don't think maybe a little too much, like, certain shit just need to be in-house?
Well, what do you mean?
Yeah, because
we're talking about general subjects. So you talking about Keisha that be talking about her baby dad's
that's,
baby.
Now, that's messy.
That's
we don't need
shit.
That.
Yeah.
We don't need that. We don't need that.
Yeah, no.
Like, it's just certain shit that just need to be off of social media.
I'm going to still read it, though.
Yeah, it's definitely entertaining.
And I'm judging. I'm judging. You know what I mean? Like, off of what you said. You know what I mean? So, nah, you're right.
Yeah.
That messy stuff, probably. But the general conversations is cool.
Even the 50-50, to kind of like on the specific.
I mean, like,
for me, that's like even included. It's like at this point, everybody already said your piece. All right, cool. But like, however you handle it, handle it with your partner, however y'all decide to handle it. You don't have to blurt it out like that every day.
All right, so next topic. So, do you guys think there is a such thing as an oversaturated market when it comes to entertainment or trade skills and side jobs?
That's a good one. I'm gonna leave that one open.
No, I wouldn't. Like, when it comes to entertainment, I wouldn't say it's oversaturated. I just think it's just the ease of access. Like, those people over there have a podcast, but they're not really popping. So it's like, I'm not saying they're irrelevant, but I'm just like, it's just like that. Like, now it'd be different. Like, if everybody was popping, then I could say it's oversaturated. But I just think it's just the ease of access, honestly.
Okay. So you don't see somebody come out with like a rapper come out, or like a lash tech come out, or something like that, and be like, everybody's already doing that?
No.
Okay. You want to see what they do with it?
Yeah.
Okay. Facts. That's cool. Facts. You ain't got nothing to say?
I thought you were going down the line. I was letting you. This was your topic, wasn't it? Like,
I don't got nothing to say.
You don't have nothing to say?
No. You're talking like you weren't saying it. I don't know how I feel about it. That's why I went to the
topic. I think it depends. When you're talking about entertainment, I mean, I guess in some ways it could be, but like Dev said, like it all depends on what you kind of do with it. One thing that people just learning about making content is that people are even afraid to just even share what they have. They're afraid to promote themselves and things like that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, for example, you might post something on Instagram, like a clip, whatever, and then you're like, I don't want to post the same clip on YouTube, or I don't want to post the same clip on Facebook, whatever. But when you look at your views, even if you got 1,000 views, and you think like, everybody already seen it. Yeah. They didn't, because 1,000 ain't shit, for real, you know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like, I don't think there is when it comes to entertainment, I think there is a space for everybody. It can feel a little saturated when you got a lot of people that start stuff and stop. That's when it feels like, oh, damn. But if everybody is consistent with it, I don't think we would have those kind of negative connotations. We would just be like, we would support them. We'd be like, oh, shit, yo, this podcast, you got this podcast. Oh, you got this rapper. Mm-hmm. But how many rappers locally put out music and then just kind of stop, or they stop promoting themselves, or they stop posting, or they stop making.
It's easy to get discouraged.
Yeah, it's easy to get discouraged. So it's like, I think the problem is that people start stuff and then they stop, and then you just got a bunch of like dead creators, like, you know what I mean, like just dead creations, like out there, like that ain't going nowhere. Mm. So yeah, there is probably a saturation of that, but like in terms of people popping. No, we all could use some more views. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? I want more views. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I ain't got enough. You know what I mean? So, I'm gonna keep hitting y'all with this shit. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah. Hey, we.
I think I would just leave it there. Yeah.
You don't got nothing to say either.
Like, I really don't, cause it's like 50-50. Like, a part of me is like. Like, yeah, it maybe is just a little bit too many rappers. You know what I mean? But then it's like, it's kind of like you said, at the same time, but are these rappers even popular?
Yeah.
Who's heard of them other than pretty much me?
Your friends, So
it's like...
Now, when it comes to services, like, I wonder as a consumer, like, all right, we got a lot of barbers, you know what I mean? And just think about where we live, it's only how many people, you know what I mean? I always just wonder about, for those people that are in the industry, like, damn, like, are you going to, you know what I mean? Hopefully you make it, you know what I mean? Because I feel like there ain't a big enough market. Like, there's only so many heads you can cut, and everybody ain't getting haircuts, you know what I mean? There's a lot of people with dreads and braids, and, you know what I mean? So there might be a saturation in that, but, like you said, like, the cream gonna rise to the top, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Entertainment, everybody likes entertainment. Okay.
And also, I feel like entertainment, too, is a form of art. Even, like, with podcasts and, like, even the things you say, how you say it, everybody is different, and that's a form, look different. Yeah. So, like, I look at it as, like, also a form of art. So, it's, like, it's kind of like saying, is it too much art?
Yeah.
That is true.
It's not really, it's never too much art.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, there is a tweet that said, being an adult is weird when it comes to relationships when you never experienced your first love as a teen. So, that tweet was quoted, This is what I think of when I see adults say they never been in love before. You will live in hell. That was in all caps. After your first heartbreak. So my question is, how impactful is it to your love life if you didn't experience love as a teenager? Go ahead, Lo, said this was your topic.
Yeah, I know, right? I think you need to have, like, it's funny because right now as a parent, now I have a young son, you know what I mean? So he ain't dating or nothing like that yet. But I think parents, you know, we want to deter our kids from certain type of relationships and things like that because we know as teenagers, sometimes our kids, they get too wrapped up into their relationships. Sometimes mm-hmm. their relationships kind of dictate the personality that they're going to end up having and things like that. So from our experience or even our parents' experience, we'd be like, oh, nah, leave them boys alone or this and that because – and also, too, in the Black community, you know, teen pregnancy is a thing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, sexually transmitted diseases, just in general, that's a thing. So we wanna deter our kids from that. But, like, at the same time, there can be some good from that because when you need to know what it's like to care about somebody. You need to know what it's like to go on a date, know what I mean? And you don't want to wait till adulthood because then – you have like a little bit of a warped perception of what things
Definitely.
Are. So like a little bit of puppy love, ain't nothing wrong with a little bit of puppy love, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know. But I think that might be why, you know, we have all these dynamics of people like with the relationships airing out their problems. Mm-hmm. Maybe some of these people didn't experience like teenage relationships and breakups and things like that because they don't know how to deal with it. And now they're just putting it all out. Yeah, they use social media to vent. Instead of talking to their friends, they loved ones, people that they trust, they just putting it out there. And then we're like, what you expect? You have a like, right. So, but I don't know. What y'all think?
I feel like it definitely like would help on the emotional side because love is a very strong emotion. Mm-hmm. So like that puppy love, kind of like dealing with that heartbreak or that being super infatuated with a person or whatever mm-hmm. the thing might be, you kind of is more, have more experience in how to navigate through your emotions and how what you'll have to do in whatever situation you might be in and so forth. When you deal with it as an adult and it hits you for the first time, that's where you probably fought wrong at the serial killers and shit. Like, you know what I mean?
Or
like,
the go snap, crazy. Right?
Go like, snap. You know what I mean? So I definitely could agree with that. That puppy love will help. For like that, kind of play devil's advocate to that. I have a daughter.
Exactly.
Man, she ain't dated since she 30. You feel what I'm saying? So like, I don't know. But at the end of the day, it is life. Kids gotta grow up. So shit happens. I'll say, overall, I would want people just to go at their pace.
There you go.
You know what I mean? Don't try to like. If you ain't ready, like, let's just say, to have sex or whatever the case may be, if that partner is peer pressuring you and you ain't ready, that might not be the partner for you at the moment. Yeah. You know what I mean? Or whatever the situation might be. It could be anything, but that's just how.
Brother Leek is preaching to the young ones.
Preaching. Say it again. Say it again, brother.
I don't know, because I feel like if you didn't have a heartbreak till your like adulthood, I would be interested to know how many like how much you're lacking in emotional intelligence and things like that. And I feel like you might even have narcissistic tendencies. Not to say you're a narcissist, but you would have some of those tendencies. Because how did you not fall in love until adulthood or have your first heartbreak until adulthood? You know what I mean? Unless you were like in a cult or something.
Oh, damn. Johnny always stays there.
She always peel that extra layer, right?
Unless you were in a cult. Yeah.
I just try to be very inclusive.
There you go. I mean, I'm not going to say you need to have heartbreak as a teenager, because that sounds kind of wild if you think about it. But like, I just feel like as an adult, because you got more responsibilities. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to hit you hard if you've never been, because you got to go to work, school, whatever, take care of the house, have a social life, all that. And it's like, when you're a teenager, all you got to do is go to school.
And that's also not to say that it's the same level of heartbreak, because when you're a teenager, you're a little bit, might be more dramatic, or you know what I mean? It might not even really be love. Uh-huh. So it's a little bit different, but you feel like you went through it before.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, you learn from failure, you know what I'm saying? So, like, heartbreak is kind of an example of failure, you know what I mean? So, like, yeah, I think like I said, I don't know what exactly what lessons you learned from it, whatever, but like
you learned something.
You learned something. You learned something. Like you learn, like, dang, yo, girls don't like it when you do this. Like, women don't like it when you do this. Or right. You know what I mean? Maybe I do need to pay more attention to, you know what I mean? Because like if you, especially if you're the fault of the breakup, you know what I mean? Like
right. Yeah.
Then you can learn something like, damn, like, you know what I mean? Like I wasn't shit, you know what I mean? But like some of these people, you know what I mean, in adulthood, they, like I said, like, I don't know, man. You got people that like don't experience failure even as a kid, and then when they do experience it as adulthood,
they take it hard.
They take it so hard, and they don't know how to bounce back. I think it teaches you some resilience at the very least. You know what I mean, but that's me. But.
Yeah. So, moving on. So there was a exchange. So like y'all know how like women like to call niggas sassy for everything. That is. So
I don't call every nigga sassy.
So, that is your word. I think that was your 2022 word.
So basically,
no, I really don't call every nigga sassy except sassy niggas. Yo,
was there some sassy niggas at the fashion show last night?
Yo,
not that I seen. I don't know.
Okay, I just wonder.
I was in my zone.
Oh, you were, okay. All right. I just wondered. All
right. So, this woman basically described why men block women. She said, "You shot that ego down. Men live off their ego. Beat a woman to humble him, and it'll hurt him. He will block you because he won't be able to accept you seeing move on in life because you actually left him, and he probably thought that was never going to happen." So,
see, that's a nigga that didn't have a relationship when he was younger. You know what I mean?
What happened?
The dude that gets upset about getting blocked. You know what I mean? Like he's
no, a woman said that.
But I'm saying though, like the way she's talking about the man, like that.
She's
that,
saying the man blocks a woman.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But the man that blocks a woman is a guy that probably didn't have heartbreak. Yeah,
he was like, so you agree with it? So you agree with it?
Wait, time out.
Well,
yo, nah, yo. Hold on.
Certain pieces of it.
So,
go ahead.
A nigga can't protect his peace.
I feel like y'all generalize these subjects too much when girls speak on it because y'all don't have that experience. So normally when we're talking about things like that, like, nigga, I ain't even texting you, calling you, liking nothing. What did you block? We're not even friends. What did you block me for? So in that instance, what did you block me for other than to not see me because it triggers emotions? I'm not texting. I'm not calling. I'm not messaging. I'm not liking your stuff. I'm not reaching out to your sister because fuck y'all.
Damn.
So,
you don't have to block. You can just unfollow.
Yeah,
you can just unfriend. Yeah,
but
mean,
there's
I mean,
really guys that will do that. Like, I've had a couple. So I'm like, well, what you block me for? What 50 Cent say? He said, fuck T.I., fuck Nelly. I said, what you say fuck me for?
Wow. So, I gotta ask y'all, so why do y'all think opposite genders think they know each other so well?
Experience.
Yeah, experience.
Okay. that was my answer.
Yeah, I totally disagree.
No, man.
How can a woman say what a man think? Or no.
Nah, they be wrong. They be wrong a lot.
Real quick.
But
that's the same thing.
We be wrong. We be wrong a lot too.
How the fuck can I say how a woman think on a specific situation? Like, you know what I mean? I'm gonna think how I think, not how, you know what I mean? Y'all.
I don't think it depends on gender. I feel like it depends on the person's analytical ability. So, I analyze people. So, I can't say that I wouldn't, like, most of the time when I'm right, I'm right. They be like, you assuming. But am I right? You right, but you assuming. Okay, so, it doesn't matter how I got to see. I got to see. And it was right. So, I don't know. I just feel like you can analyze certain things when you analyze people's behaviors or their tendencies and stuff. Because a lot of people do things in routines. A lot of people, like, I break up with this bitch, I'm blocking her. I block every bitch I break up with. Like, it's easy to tell some certain things. Now, the ones that you can't tell are, the sporadic ones. They're probably, the serial killers, maybe. right. So, like, yeah.
I mean, I think we know, how each other reacts to things, whatever, because not only our own experience, but like how many women got guy friends or guy cousin, male cousins that they kind of, who they're going to get an unfiltered truth from,
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So then they feel like, all right, I got a little bit of insight on men, whatever, or same thing with men and on women. Like you might have a female friend or, maybe your mom went through some stuff, you know what I mean? So like, that's how you feel like. that's why we, I think we feel like we know each other, you know what I mean, and how people are going to react. Like, we know different situations because we've seen it happen in the flesh, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Which I don't think it's a one-size-fits-all, which some people do base genders on one-size-fits-all. Like, like niggas that cheat a lot, they be like, nah, that nigga's cheating. And like, not everybody's not shit like you. So I can, not a lot of females can differentiate that. I can differentiate that. Like, well, you're a dog ass nigga. So you, but
yeah. Yes. I mean, and one size doesn't fit all. So yeah, basically everybody's different. So you can't really generalize anything.
Right.
Yeah. So last topic. We're going to talk about separate honeymoons. So, it was a quote from a woman named Irene O'Brien. She said, neither of us wanted to be where the other one was. We each came back to Dublin full of stories, buzzing of our trips, and truly delighted to see each other again to share the memories. It was a perfect and imperfect honeymoon. So, I'm guessing this is a thing now for newlyweds. Like, one takes a trip to one place and the other takes a trip to another place. So, how do y'all feel about that?
I'm trying to figure out why they got married.
Yeah, what, and then is it called a honeymoon? Like, you know what I mean?
I don't know. My question is, like, they were that adamant going to these certain places that they couldn't come to a
compromise?
Yeah.
Try to go to both or some shit.
Unless they got y'all got money.
Money, yeah.
Clearly they got money. They done took two separate vacations at the same time.
My point exactly. Like,
they could have did it.
That can't be the topic of discussion here. This topic, like.
Is it called a honeymoon? Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. No. Like,
I don't know.
That gotta be called some other shit.
I don't know. I just think it's one of those, like, they just labeling something for, like, and it's not.
Yeah, no.
Man, like, they was just getting some last minute strange, you know what I mean? In another country, some foreign strange, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, some untraceable, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you know, like, he ain't gonna know, she ain't gonna know.
I mean, but like, how do y'all feel about people nowadays, like, finding the flaws in traditional, like, the traditional way of life?
I mean, certain things there's flaws in, but not everything. Like, why can't we keep some things traditional?
I mean, like, everybody different.
It's like, live how you live, but the separate honeymoon thing, like, the title of the honeymoon.
It's not a honeymoon.
It's just a solo vacation at that point. It's some other shit, yeah, like. Y'all just went on separate vacations at the same time.
Do y'all even love each other if y'all do that?
Y'all just got married and you were like, I'll see you later.
And like, what was the point of sharing it out? Like, I mean, do you want other people to try it as well? Or, you know what I mean? It's just strange. Like,
it's like that separate house thing. Or
that's
I mean, like, this go to the other room, I guess. Like, you don't need a whole, like, you got, like you're paying for a whole nother place just to be separate. And then on top of that, from that story, there was, like, linking, like, 3 to 4 times a week. So it's like, y'all really, I don't know, man.
Don't waste the money,
Yeah, like, I mean.
But if you had it, shit.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, do what's best for you and yours, but that shit.
It's not best for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a little different.
Well, you was talking about, like, people kind of going away from traditions, whatever. And it makes me think of, like, that clip that's out, that Love & Hip Hop clip with Fresher and his girl that she was, like, with the $250,000 wedding. But, the tradition, though, is that the woman's dad is supposed to pay for the wedding, you know what I mean? So, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like when it comes to traditions, like, people just pick and choose, you know what I'm saying, what they want. Because she wants this big, lavish wedding to be whatever. But, all right, why are you asking your husband to put that building? Like, all right, where your pops at? And it's probably, you know what I mean? Who knows? I don't know this woman, so I don't know her situation. Right. But, like, obviously her dad don't got it if she pressing her fiancé, you know what I mean, to give her this lavish wedding, whatever. But, like, it's just funny, like, with traditions, like,
people pick and choose.
Pick and choose, you know what I mean, based on their current little situation, you know what I'm saying? But...
Yo, $250 for a wedding is fucking crazy.
No? And to call him broke because he didn't want to do that is wild.
And,
like,
I mean,
shit was mild.
And he said she hasn't worked in years. You know what I mean? So it's like, oh, you going to find out what you going to be if I leave. You know, basically what Andy said. You know what I mean? I'm like, yo, that's.
How about this? Where your $125 at? Shit, fuck that. That's crazy.
Oh, telling the woman to go 50-50 on the wedding?
Yo, come on.
What?
Damn.
No.
Damn.
50-50 weddings now? Oh, my God.
250? You want a 250 wedding? Nah, yo, where that 125? That's crazy.
Oh, no. Man,
Just to say I do.
How much was her ring? You know what I'm saying? That's what I want.
Nigga, we ain't even talking about the ring. Exactly. We gonna let the ring slide. Niggas be financing rings and shit, low key. Let's keep it 100. Yeah.
True.
To spend a $250,000 on a wedding, I don't give a fuck who you are at the end of the day. $250,000 on a wedding just to say I do. Who you trying to stun on?
Yeah, you're more worried about the ceremony than the actual marriage. You know what I'm saying? Because and then she was like, I ain't no courthouse bitch, whatever. And I was like, man, why you dissing the women that go? Why you dissing the people that go to the courthouse? Like, what does that mean?
Yeah, she probably. Cool with a separate honeymoon for real.
Bitch. Yeah, she
sound like one. She sound like the one that
she went. She went. Lavin Spain.
I do not know this woman. I'm just joking. Gotta throw disclaimers.
All right. So this concludes this week's episode. And as y'all know, we always give the world a final thought. So, Leek, what is your final thought?
Man, just spread more love, not hate. Follow me on all socials. That is just Leek. Appreciate y'all, man. Glad we back. New year. You know what I'm saying? Everybody just stay safe out here. Stay out the bullshit.
Yeah.
Because it stinks out here, so.
Wow. Y'all can follow me at 280 plus underscore pod. Follow my podcast. We out every Wednesday, Thursday ish. I mean, it's been kind of wavering the last couple weeks, whatever. But and then last thought though, go Packers. Hopefully we make the playoffs. And I want to play the Eagles first round. Like I would love to play the Eagles the first game that we play them, at, first round of the playoffs, whatever. If that's what the scenario is, and then. I mean, that might be our destiny to go back to the Super Bowl. It's improbable. It's not likely, but I would love that. You know what I mean? So go Pack, man. Okay. Fuck them Bears. You know what I mean? Nah, just play. I'm just playing with you, man.
Go Ravens.
So.
My last thought is I'm hungry. So, you can find me on Instagram at Johnny Sue. JONNITSUUU. And check out my YouTube channel. My link is in the bio. All
right. My final thought is, like I said in the last topic, we gotta stop giving shit unnecessary labels. Like this soft black man era shit. Like, don't get me wrong, I'm not mad at it.
What is that?
But nigga just gave a phrase for relaxing. That's all it is.
It is, yeah.
Like it's like instead of me saying, oh, after
he's
this,
just in the house,
yeah,
like pouring coffee,
pouring coffee, snuggling up in the blanket,
yeah, soft thing. Blackmail, yeah, I don't like
yo, he's doing regular shit,
like, exactly, yeah, we gotta stop.
I like that final thought.
That's good. So, I would like to thank y'all for kicking it with us for however long we was here for. Follow the socials GCC717 on Twitter. The Group Chat Chronicles on Facebook, Group Chat Chronicles 717 on TikTok and Instagram. Like and subscribe to the YouTube channel. Shout out to Swanee Visuals on the cam. And we out.
Peace.